time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of students from Carbon High School. I have Easton Hardy and Ada Bradford. And coming up at the end of the school year, every year, they have the graduation spectacular. It's always a lot of fun. This year, it's going to take place on May 24th, starting at 8 p.m., going until 2 in the morning. We'll have a movie in there, and it's going to be out at the Carbon County Event Center. And they came in to let you know how you can get tickets, and we're just going to talk about some of the fun things that are going to go on that night out there as we get ready to kick off and say goodbye to some of our friends that are graduating and really kick off summer. So, Easton and Ada, thank you so much for coming in today.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
So let's dive in and let's talk about, I don't know who wants to go first. Well, Ada pointed at Easton first. So
alrighty.
Let's talk to Easton first. Now, I found out, Easton, you are both juniors. That's correct?
Yep, that is.
So, you know, and it made perfect sense when I asked you, well, why are juniors in here talking about graduation spectacular? It's for their Sterling Scholar for next year. So it looks good when you're going for that Sterling Scholar. So let's talk about graduation spectacular for a moment, Easton. I would assume that you've been the last couple of years because you could go.
Yeah, I've been there multiple times.
And what kind of things do you enjoy at graduation spectacular?
Oh, it's just so fun. There's so many different things that we do. Like every hour, there's something new. Like you turn a corner and there's something brand new to do and hang out with your friends. And it's just a blast. It is like the main thing that you look forward to all school year.
Right. And the other thing is, we had talked about before we came on, and I kind of mentioned it. Do you have any friends that are seniors that, like, this could be one of the last times you see them for a little while?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely how it is. Like, there's still some people, like, I'll see around from, like, 2 years ago that I'm like, holy cow, last time I saw them was at grad spec. Like, it's just, like, the last time you see so much of them.
And so make your plans now because these are a lot of fun. They're a great way to, you know, I guess it's a good way to put it, is keep the kids off the streets on graduation night.
Yeah.
We know where they're going to be at. And so, Ada, let's have you jump in here. Let's talk about some of the things that are going to go down at Graduation Spectacular this year.
So this year, the main event that they're having is the Magician Come. And that's been, like, really popular in the past year, so they decided to have them keep coming. And they're going to have, like, a mega screen so that everyone will be able to see. And every hour, there'll just be different activities, like Easton said. And they have, like, pickleball, cornhole, nine square, like, a ton of different fun activities. There's something for everyone. They're going to have karaoke, if that's your thing. Like, there's so many different things that everyone can enjoy.
Now, is the Magician one of these that requires, like, audience participation?
I'm sure he is.
And a lot of people get up on stage and he kind of makes them make a fool out of themselves, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So you got to go for that.
Yeah, of course. You want the notoriety from it.
You've got to be able to do that. Another fun thing that they've done at the last few years, I know, and it always turns out to be a lot of fun, is the Sheriff's Department will be on hand to take on all comers.
Yep.
And is it a 3-on-3 tournament? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
So they'll be out there once again. So you know what? That's got to be pretty, you know, put that on a resume. Well, we beat the sheriff's department. So is now for this, there's always a fee to get in. Like, is there fees for separate activities as well or just to get in the door? You're it.
So you just pay one fee of $20 at the school and that gets you into every activity at grad spec, the movie, all the food, unlimited food. So many different activities that will keep you busy all night long.
And so make sure you put that down. And the other great thing we got to talk of, and I'm going to make Ada talk about this. Let's talk about the food, because I heard a vicious rumor that it seems like every hour you're going to have somebody new out there giving you food.
Yeah, there's going to be like a ton of food. So Angel's Cravings, like they're going to be there once we start, and they're going to be only there until they're gone. So we just paid them a sum of money, and then once that's gone, it's gone. So you're going to want to get there early so you can get that. And then they bring out new food. There's also going to be healthy food, like fruit trays and vegetable trays. That's your type of thing, so don't worry about that. So there's something for everyone.
You got to make concessions, right, where you can. All right, so once again, I'm just going to run down the list of what you talked about some of it and some of it you didn't mention, but Magician's going to be there, fun drawings and giveaways all night long, cornhole, Angels will be there. I heard Big Don's is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Nine Square, a Money Tornado.
Yes.
That is a good way to start your summer if you can hit the Money Tornado yep. just right. Nerf Wars. Explain that one to me.
Yeah, so there's a guy, he actually works for the college, Jess Brinkerhoff, and he just owns a Nerf thing, and they just got the Nerfs from him, and they just have a classroom they're going to set up in Nerf Wars. It's going to be awesome.
So Nerf Wars, as we mentioned, a basketball 3-on-3 tournament against the Carbon County Sheriff's Department's bounce house.
Yeah, they're going to have a big old bounce house outside that everyone can just roam right through.
And karaoke. I mean, and if that's not enough... Once again, it's going from 8 at night till 2 in the morning, and then once you're done, the movie. And we're not sure what the movie's going to be, but it will start at the end of that. So you've got a pretty busy night, morning, kind of lined out here in front of people. So once again, tickets will be on sale until, you said, the 23rd at lunch at the high school?
Yep.
They're $20, and then how much are they going to be at the door if they want to go?
25, so five extra at the door.
Five extra at the door, so you might as well get them early, get that exactly. cool swag bag, all that great stuff, and just get ready to have a lot of fun and kind of say hello to the summer and goodbye to the school year, right?
Yep.
All right, once again, this is the Graduation Spectacular going on Wednesday, May 24th at the Carbon County Event Center. Tickets are available during lunch at the high school until May 23rd. They're $20. You can buy them at the door for $25. Easton Hardy and Ada Bradford, thank you so much for coming in today to talk to us about this. Really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having us.
No problems. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.